Chapter 84. After they left Rose Condo, White received another email.
It's from Deirdre Fellows.
She read over it.
She said she believes that the photo I sent of Wanda Monroe is the woman she saw back in 1981.
Okay, so she was a prostitute, and she was in Mason Tanner's hotel suite when she died. We just don't know how she died.
Fellows didn't see any blood, but Monroe could have been strangled.
They got into the car and drove away.
And what about Roe?
Asked White. She seemed stunned by her father's secret.
Nice call on the Catholic piece.
End-of-life guilt can be immense, noted Decker.
You really think Canuck Roe was killed by the people he worked with all those years ago to cover up Tanner's having a dead prostitute in his bed?
It certainly fits the facts as we know them.
What about Tanner? I know he has Alzheimer's now, but what about 3 years ago?
No, he's been incapacitated for at least the last 5 years.
So we have to find the guy in the room with Canuck. If he's still alive, we should get a description from Fellows.
The other thing is, whoever killed Draymond and Lancer might have tried to implicate other people. Barry Davidson, by using his gun, and Casimira Rowe, by buying the Slovakian currency with her credit card.
Well, if they really wanted to implicate someone successfully, they should have picked one and stuck with it.
I think I might know one reason why they didn't.
What?
Asked White. Let me think about it some more. But let's see if we can find that man. You son of a bitch.
Decker and White had just walked into the lobby of their hotel when Dennis Langley jumped up from a chair and confronted them.
Excuse me? Said Decker. Don't play bullshit games with me, said Langley. I'm going to sue you for theft and defamation and anything else I can think of. Your fat ass is going to jail.
Well, maybe we'll be cellmates then.
Langley looked taken aback by this.
What do you mean? I've broken no laws.
Really? So you won't have a problem with the authorities checking into your business and financial dealings. And I would imagine a full accounting of any funds you hold for clients would probably be a good thing. Because a man with a gambling problem doesn't tend to care where he gets his money from to pay off who he owes. And you have to pay them off, because Vegas casinos can get really nasty if you don't. I'll contact the necessary organizations and get that inquiry into your finances rolling.
Langley's hand balled to a fist. White stepped between the two men.
Don't even think about it. Assaulting a Fed gets you a minimum of 5 years in the pen.
You think you've really got me, don't you?
Barked Langley as he looked over White at Decker.
I think you really don't have Gloria Chase and her money anymore, and you needed to take it out on somebody, and I'm it. But your being here saved me a trip to see you. When your marriage play with Judge Cummins didn't pan out because she saw right through you, was that motive enough to kill her?
I have an alibi.
Not anymore, you don't. Chase recanted.
Langley glanced nervously at White.
I didn't kill Julia.
I've yet to meet a murderer who openly confessed to killing anyone, replied Decker.
Why would I kill her? I had Gloria.
With some people, it's not about money. It's about ego. How is your ego? Strong enough to handle rejection like that? Or should Chase hire security to protect her now? From you.
Langley took a step back.
You're an asshole.
Well, it usually takes one to know one. And I definitely know you. And if you didn't kill her, why did you work so hard to have Gloria as an alibi that night? You went to the liquor store, sure. We confirmed that. But where else did you go?
Langley turned and stalked out. White let out a breath and said,
Okay, I thought I was going to have to pull out my karate again. Though it would have given me great pleasure to put my foot right against that jerk's square jaw.
He's a bully. You pop him in the nose, he runs away crying. That's not really important. What is important is, does he have it in him to stab a woman 10 times?
And remember the card left behind with that legal phrase, he's a lawyer, that fits.
But the blindfold with holes, how does that tie into Langley?
I don't know,
confessed White.
Neither do I, but that may be because he didn't do it.
Then there must be someone else out there that we're not aware of yet, Decker.
Maybe we are aware of them.